Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind. Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's song, we're going to Fats Domino, Blueberry Hill, from 1959. Abdullah. Your song of the night.
Yeah.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still. Blueberry Hill, it lingered until my dream came true. The wind in the willow plane.
So Chris, why are you listening to Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino?
Today would have been Fats Domino's birthday, February 26, 1928. He would have been 89. Well, he was 89 when he passed away in 2017. But today would have been his birthday. This is his most played song on Spotify. Like 32 million times this song has been played.
Yeah.
Is this the oldest song we feature on the Song of the Night from 1959? Have we gone back farther than 1959?
Didn't we play a song for Virginia McCaskey's birthday?
Oh, we did. You're right.
And she's 101 years old.
You're right.
Yeah.
We did. We did.
Fats Domino, extremely influential. If you're a rock musician or were a rock musician like Elvis or Dead Beatles or whatever, you weren't influenced by Fats Domino. This is not this song, but one of his songs is the Fat Man is the first rock and roll single to sell more than a million copies.
So there you go. It would have been his birthday, February 26, 1928. Fats Domino, Blueberry Hill.
It's a short one.
It's your song of the night.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
I wanna rock!
Hey, chicken burgers. Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's song, we're going to David Hasselhoff and his song called Song of the Night. That's right. From 1989.
Took us 4 years to go full meta.
How it's taken this long. Here's Hasselhoff, Song of the Night.
You're asleep beside me. I'd give my life if you would stay. But this is where you leave me and close the door behind. We never share your midnight melody.
to Song of the Night by David Hasselhoff.
We get the assist from Eric Ostrowski. Abdallah and I, earlier this afternoon, we were looking for a Song of the Night. And Eric said, have you guys heard Hasselhoff's Song of the Night?
He literally just typed in Song of the Night to Google, and this is what came up.
And quite honestly, I'm disappointed in ourselves and our listeners that we have had this bit on the show for almost 4 years. And now we are coming to find out that there is a song called Song of the Night.
I literally can't find any information on this song other than it was on the album Looking for Freedom.
And it's a real song.
It was released in 1989.
Yeah.
There's not like a Wikipedia page for it that I can find. And all I know about the Hoff, besides Baywatch, is that he's really big in Germany.
For sure.
They love him in Germany. I feel like this song, you know the video or like the thing on TikTok?
Well, you also know he starred in Knight Rider.
Of course, yes.
I mean, he's a big-time actor.
You know the thing, but I'm talking about this song specifically. You know the thing with Bill Hader, where he's dancing?
Yeah,
I feel like this song is like the whatever he does.
I like it. I think it's kind of good.
It's a good jam,
It's kind of giving like ha-ha vibes.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a very Eurovision song.
I have a feeling that we need more information on this song.
We
this
do.
Needs to be a part of the show.
Yes.
There's a song called Song of the
there
Night.
Is
How
a
did
song
we not
called,
know this?
I don't know.
David Hasselhoff, your Song of the Night is titled Song of the Night.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Right. Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's song, Vampire Weekend, a punk. It's your song of the...
People are going to like this.
Is it bang? This song was released February 28th in 2008. Does that make you feel old? This song came out on this date in 2008.
It does. Vampire Weekend's putting out a new album here soon. This is a song that's become kind of like a joke at concerts for them now. I've seen them a couple times. They'll play this like 4 or 5 times in a row because it's so short.
Yeah.
And just to like kind of piss people off. Because like, it's not a very good song. Like, of their songs, it's not a very good song.
You got very offended earlier today when I said they're a great band that kind of sucks.
Yeah, like I think they're a great band. I don't know if they suck. I don't know if this
just like, I guess I don't know how to describe it. It's like I like them.
Yeah.
I think they're a great band.
Yeah.
But they're kind of annoying sometimes.
Yeah, they're fine. I like them a lot.
They're a little annoying sometimes.
I understand. This is a very hit or miss band for people, I feel like. I feel like you either like Vampire Weekend a lot or you don't like them at all.
You wanted to fight.
I did not want to fight.
You're very feisty over it.
I do not want to fight. I don't care that you don't like this song.
Hey, Punk, it's your Song of the Night from 2008.
Yes, I feel old.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an
never mind. Crank the volume, because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lick.
I wanna rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial, because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial.
I'll have to play it in double time.
It's just an
never mind. Crank the volume, because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lick.
Tonight's song, Hero. Jack Horner. I can hear ever. 2002,
featuring Joseph Scott.
Song of the Night.
I'm so high. People are gonna hate this. I can hear ever. Oh, but heaven, no heaven, don't hear me. And they say that a hero can save us. I'm not gonna stand. Listening to Hero by Chad Kroeger featuring Josie Scott from Saliva.
So this song was released on March 1st of 2002, and it was released before the movie Spider-Man, because it was from the Spider-Man soundtrack. The original Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire was released in 2002. So this song was released on this date, 2002.
Great movie. Great song.
Yeah, you know, this is before the Marvel Universe took over the world.
Does Dune 2 have this? I don't think so.
I don't think it does.
Does Oppenheimer have this?
No.
I don't think so.
Did Barbie have this?
Yeah.
It kind of did. The Billie Eilish song
two songs that's going to be nominated for Oscars for,
But the original Spider-Man, underrated, and before Marvel went nuts with 45-plus films of nonsense where it's just green screens, the first Spider-Man was good.
And this had, like, the video where they were, like, in the city where Spider-Man was going back and forth.
Now, answer this to me. Why is Nickelback not on this song?
Because
why is
it's Chad
only
Kroeger
Chad
and Joseph
Kroeger?
Scott. Because they couldn't afford Nickelback.
Is that real?
No, I don't know why it's not Nickelback.
There's got to be a story.
I mean, maybe.
He never just went off on his own. Like, this is one song.
Chad Kroeger came up with the song himself, is what it says. Matt Cameron from Our Lady Peace.
Yeah, Our Lady Peace. That was a band.
Yeah, he plays drums.
Really?
You know who was originally paid... pick to play guitar of this song? Jerry Cantrell.
Really?
Yeah.
From Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
All right. So it's Chad Kroeger, it's Josie Scott.
From Saliva. If people crap on Nickelback, let's focus our attention on Saliva, please.
Hero from the Spider-Man soundtrack in 2002. It's your song of the night.
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial, because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an...
never mind. Crank the volume, because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lick.
I watched Dune last night.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Connor helped us out big time on
Wednesday. He did.
Talk to you later.
Chicago's home for sports. Bleck and Abdullah. ESPN Chicago.